Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's an upside-down world, crazy times. Major League Baseball on hiatus, just like the rest of the sports leagues. The president of the Toronto Blue Jays came out today and said that he thinks it's going to take 4 weeks from the second they get the thumbs up, the go-ahead, take 4 weeks to ramp things back up before actual games, get underway. With that in mind and more, we're joined right now by Pirates pitcher Jameson Taillon, and Jameson's going to tell us about something really cool that he did and his teammates did today for people up here in Pittsburgh. Jameson, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, how are you today?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing pretty well. Just passing some time down here in Florida, enjoying at least some of the nice weather, but not doing too much these days.
Where did the idea come from? And tell our listeners a little bit, Jameson, about what you guys decided to do today for people up here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so we have a big team group that's going with pretty much everyone on our roster. And, you know, when the season got, you know, postponed or suspended or whatever we want to call it, you know, a lot of our guys were pretty excited to get back up to Pittsburgh. We talk about it all the time when we're together. We always enjoy our time up there. And, you know, the people of Pittsburgh have treated us like family, and it's become a home for a lot of us. So we wanted to put something together that could support some of our favorite local restaurants, and then, you know, obviously give back to the people that are putting their lives on the line and the people kind of on the front lines of doing the dirty work with this virus.
How long of a process was it from idea gets hatched to you're able to do this today and have this all go down today, Jameson?
It wasn't too long. I think we kind of came up with the idea maybe last like Wednesday or Thursday, and it moved right along. You know, we got in touch with some people with the Pirates. We got in touch with people with Allegheny General. You know, obviously with us not being up there right now, we had to kind of outsource some of the delivery and some of the work, but it came together pretty quickly.
Yeah, did somebody just call? Like, did Josh Bell just say, hey, I want 300 pizzas?
Yeah, that'd be a funny order. No, we first got in touch with the hospital staff, and we got a general idea of like a rough estimate of how many pizzas and trays of pasta and stuff they would need, and they came back with a certain number. And you know, we decided that one pizza place couldn't take all of that, you know, all of that
that volume,
all of that order at once. So we decided to split it up, and I think sliced it like 300 pizzas. Giannoia, David did somewhere around 100, and a ton of pasta and meatballs. So, and we're looking to do maybe some more in the future.
Jameson, I'm curious, given obviously the unprecedented nature of what's going on in the country and in the world right now, in some ways it's not important, sports aren't important. In other ways, people are desperate to kind of get that sense of normalcy. What has it been like for you as far as trying to continue your rehab process without having maybe access to the normal procedures, facilities, et cetera, that you would typically have in this kind of a situation?
Yeah, it's crazy. I see both sides to it where people say, you know, sports aren't very important in a time like this, which I obviously 100% understand. We have bigger issues going on. And then the other side of me is like when you don't have any sports going on, I'm a huge sports fan of every sport across the globe. And it's like when you don't have any going on, you realize how big of a part sports play in our lives. So it's definitely weird right now. So, you know, thank God that the Pirates staff, you know, they've been doing everything they can to allow me to keep my normal and keep my rehab going to the best of our abilities. Unfortunately, you know, at some point we think some of our facilities might get shut down, and I've been preparing for that. I ordered weighted balls. I've been taking balls home with me. I have cleats at my place. I've been bringing gloves home. We've got some trainers and pitching coaches and stuff that live in this area year round. So we've been talking about, you know, if it comes to it, we'll meet in a park. Some of our trainers have athletic training tables. Like we'll make this work. We'll do whatever we have to do.
Jameson Taillon joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. You can go to our website, 93.7thefan.com, and read a little bit more about the good deed that Jameson and some of his Pirates teammates did for people at Allegheny General Hospital today. Really cool. Let me just go back for a second here, Jameson. You know, you had boots on the ground. You were down in Florida when everything basically was called off. Can you take us back? I mean, you're like Chris mentioned, you're not playing games right now, but can you kind of give us a feel for what it was like living in that moment when you were basically told, hey, we're going to shut everything down here, and a spring training game happened, even though baseball had already said we're done after this?
Yeah, it was really, really a weird vibe. You know, something we've talked about a little bit down here is, like, you know, we're so used to as players being told exactly what to do, or we're used to, like, authority, you know, giving us a schedule and giving us a playbook and running meetings and stuff. And when this happened, it's like, no one knows what the heck's going on. No one knows where this is going to go. No one knows when our season's going to start. Some people went home immediately. Some people were still hoping to get workouts in. It's like the first time I can remember in my life where people just don't really know what's going on. Like, there's so much uncertainty. We just need to wait it out, hunker down, and see where this takes us. But it was definitely a weird vibe. You know, a lot of guys had a lot of questions for trainers, doctors, coaches, you know, so I don't think we'll ever experience anything quite like it ever again, I hope. And we definitely haven't experienced anything like it to this point.
Was there any sense on your part? I'll preface what I'm asking this way. My last day for a brief, like, long weekend was March 11th. And I think almost all the leagues, Jameson, canceled, or postponed games the following day on the 12th. And it felt like things were moving exponentially, as far as you couldn't, you know, 1 hour the news would be one thing, and the next hour you'd be getting something new rolling out. Did you have that same experience of having it all sort of hit fast and furious and going from business as usual to step, 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 and now we're at the point that we are right now?
Yeah, yeah, it definitely moved extremely quick. I actually listened to a podcast a lot of mornings called The Daily. I think it's the New York Times that put it on, and so I've been hearing about this coronavirus for quite some time, and they've been talking about the possibility of it coming here and kind of moving quickly. So I've kind of had it in the back of my mind since, like, mid-January. But yeah, once stuff started getting canceled, you saw the NBA game that got canceled, and the other sporting leagues really followed suit really quickly. It moved extremely fast. And I've also got a brother who's a doctor in Fort Myers, and he's pulmonology is his specialty, and he does critical care. So this is his line of work, and he's been kind of telling us about it in our family text for quite some time. So I guess I wasn't all that taken aback, but it's definitely been moving quick.
Jameson Taillon with us. Are you, do you have hope? Are you optimistic that we'll have baseball this year?
I am optimistic. You know, I think it's something the players want to make happen. I think on MLB's side, they want to see games too. You know, I remember coming back after, this is obviously a little different, but after like 9/11 when baseball returned, it kind of signaled like some return to normalcy for people. So, you know, if we're given the opportunity, I know as players, we would love to be ready, ready to go whenever we can. And, you know, I hope, you know, sports can serve as an outlet for people to be entertained at least for a few hours. But, you know, obviously at this point, we're just kind of following what the CDC guidelines are, and we're going to have to get clearance from what I'm hearing from, like, the federal, state, and local governments to resume play and travel and everything. So it's going to be a little while.
Jameson, one of the things a lot of guys say is they love performing just in front of a crowd in general. That's part of what gets them amped up. But if it came to a point where things were approved to get back to playing the actual games and they could be on TV, but there'd be no crowds in attendance, do you think that would kind of mess with a lot of guys in terms of how they go about it? Or you think guys generally would be, like, thrilled just to provide people with something to watch?
I mean, I think you nailed it. I think it would be both. I think it would be definitely a little weird, like the sights and sounds of baseball. Like when I'm
pitching. No cussing on the field if that's happening, because the boom mics are picking up everything, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're so used to, like, the sights and sounds. And when you're pitching and you're on that mound, it's like this buzz from the crowd. You can't hear anything in particular. It's just this, like, buzz that gives you just the coolest feeling in the world. So we love playing in front of fans. But at the same time, you know, if we got to a point where we could compete and people could get to watch us at home, and we could bring a product that people were excited to watch, I think, you know, we'd be extremely ready and happy for that too.
Jameson, do you think they could play regular season games in spring training sites?
I haven't heard that mentioned. I know we have talks just, you know, amongst the Players Association a little bit, like we're throwing ideas around, and that was one of them, like picking sites that would be cleared the earliest or deemed the safest or, you know, the least at risk. So it's definitely been talked about. But at this point, like, we're so far away from being cleared to do a spring training buildup that I don't know what's going to really happen.
Do you agree with what the Blue Jays president, with Mark Shapiro, said, that you guys would probably need 4 weeks to ramp back up?
Yeah. I mean, I think just for the starting pitchers alone, unless we were given an expanded roster, maybe, where starters could kind of piggyback each other and we could have, you know, maybe 8 starters instead of 5 or whatever. But, I do think pitchers are going to need, you know, the farther we get removed from our real spring training, the more time of a buildup we're going to need. So, you know, we obviously want to put the best product out there, and we want to limit injuries for guys too. We don't want to, you know, rush to put guys back on the field just to have everyone get hurt either.
Jameson, I know it might seem trivial, but people are always looking for a sign of normalcy these days. So I must ask, as a fellow extreme coffee drinker myself, have you been able to keep anything close to the Jameson Taillon coffee routine going?
I'm probably drinking way, way too much coffee right now. I'm doing like 2 cups in the morning right when I wake up. I'm making pour overs. I've got cold brew just pretty much always brewing. Like, I've got a constant new batch ready every couple of days. So I'm probably taking in like 4 cups of coffee a day.
Solid. This is a big debate for us, or at least it was earlier, Jameson. I like going back and watching classic games. Mueller can't do it. For some reason, he can watch movies over and over again, but he can't watch a game if he knows the score and he kind of knows what happened. Where does Jameson Taillon come down on classic games, which are being re-aired everywhere right now?
I love them. I really do. Me and my dad sat down. He was just in town, and we watched the Mariners-Yankees.
95.
Yeah, David Cone throwing. It was so cool to see just like a young Mariano Rivera and Posada Pettit on the bench, and Jeter on the bench, and A-Rod. And then, of course, you had some superstar players and Hall of Famers on the field. So, like, stuff like that I love. And I could go back and watch, you know, our Pirate team from the last couple of years that I pitched in or anything. I love it all. I'll watch you know, I would love to watch some of, like, my teammates' best games and stuff, too. I'm pretty easily entertained.
Well, I was going to say you kind of hurt me here for the next several days, because now I'm not going to hear the end of it, because you're very credible, obviously, with that opinion. So Pony's going to throw it back in my face that you said that and distinctly took his side in that.
How about your toilet paper situation, Jameson? Is that okay?
I'm stocked up. Yeah, I actually, like, I'm not OCD, I would say, but like I definitely like to prepare and plan for everything. So I just, before we even got shut down or anything, I've got enough on deck. And, you know, I saw a funny tweet about people using like coffee filters and stuff. If it gets to that, I'm loaded up in that regard too. So,
give me a current Pirate or former Pirate teammate who you played with who would be the most likely to run out of toilet paper first.
AJ Shugel probably would be my first. I lived with him in 2016.
What a random guy. What a bull.
I lived with him in 2016, and it was a great time. He's one of my best friends, but I wouldn't want to be with him during this time.
Give me a Pirate who you played with, current or former, who would have a garage just stocked full of toilet paper, anticipating, like, you know, needing it for 6 months.
Yeah, I would say, like, just out of personality-wise, I'd say Trevor. He's always very planned and calculated. Like, he knows exactly what's going on. And he's also got a family, so I'm sure he's very prepared and stocked up.
Okay.
You doing any gaming these days? Because Filippone's not a gamer whatsoever. And nope. I'm obviously, when my kid's asleep, Jameson, I'm passing the time with hours of video games at this point.
Yeah, I did. I just got done playing probably 4 hours straight at Fortnite. But I've noticed ever since kids are out of school, the talent level on the Fortnite sticks are kind of out of control. There's some ridiculous good players.
And they talk obscene amounts of trash. They have no chill whatsoever, those
kids. Yeah, But it's a good way to still, like, keep in touch with teammates and stuff and stay entertained.
Where does Jameis Winston? I got him
on the
brain.
Well,
you know what? I'll end it that way. Where does Jamison Tyone come down on the idea of Jameis Winston backing up Ben Roethlisberger next year?
I don't know any of the Steelers, like, salary cap situations or anything, but, I mean, he was a starter for quite a while, so it seems like he'd be a talented backup. But I'm kind of rooting for Big Ben just to come back full strength and full health and have a couple good years ahead.
And could you rock a beard like that, Jameson?
I wish I could grow something like that. Man, the internet's undefeated. After that video came out, some of the takes on the internet and some of the comments were pretty funny.
Jameson Tyone, check him out on Twitter, and also go to our website and see the cool things and stuff that he's up to, but also what his Pirates teammates did for people at Allegheny General Hospital today, which was awesome. Jameson, thanks so much, man. Hang in there. Good to talk to you.
Yep, same to you. Thanks for having me.
There you go.
The internet is undefeated. He's going to be a guy who, whenever the baseball career is over, does very well for himself in some sort of business field.
I could see him in a Pirates broadcasting role. You know, you got maybe Joe Block on the play-by-play.
No, I sense, like, entrepreneurial spirit.
Matt Capps back in the studio, and there's Tyone. Color.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.